live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the issue of the reopening of the short-stay ward at Letterkenny University Hospital is to come before the Seanad tomorrow. A new survey shows there's an urban-rural divide when it comes to TD's views on abortion. The weather is continuing to affect driving conditions across Donegal this evening, and safety concerns have been raised after a wind turbine in Inishowen was struck by lightning yesterday evening. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. First in news, four weather warnings are now in place across the country as Storm Finn approaches. It is very cold in most places today with wintry showers and strong winds. Temperatures are expected to drop to -1 tonight. The weather is continuing to affect driving conditions across Donegal, and Gardaí and Letterkenny are reporting snow on roads in and around the town, with motorists being advised to drive with extreme care. Met Éireann forecaster is Pat Clark.
The weather's very disturbed at the moment. It's also very cold across the country with the winds coming from the North Atlantic. And so very strong winds across the country. And on top of that, we also have wintry showers. We've had hail showers, sleet showers and snow showers over the last 12 or 18 hours. And we continue to have further wintry showers overnight tonight.
Donegal County Council is advising that gritters will be out this evening and tomorrow morning. And there is a full updated list of road conditions on our website at highlandradio.com. The issue of the reopening of the short-stay ward at Letterkenny University Hospital is to come before the Seanad tomorrow. Donegal's Senator Padraig McLaughlin is calling on the Health Minister to ensure that the funding request to reopen the ward is provided without delay in order to relieve the imminent pressure on the hospital's emergency department. 36 people were awaiting admission to the hospital this morning, the third highest figure in the country. Senator McLaughlin says it is deeply disappointing and frustrating that the issue has not yet been resolved.
When you look at the statistics from the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation in relation to the numbers of Donegal people who found themselves on trolleys in 2017, it's really horrendous. It's almost 5,000 of our people, double the numbers from 2016. So we have a real crisis. And when we're talking about trolley numbers, we're talking about usually mostly elderly people, people who are very ill, people who are in great distress, who are not getting the medical care and attention they need through no fault of the doctors and nurses at Letterkenny, but purely because there isn't enough beds. So I find it shocking that I have to again raise this issue of the Letterkenny Hospital's appeal for those 19 beds in the short stay ward to be reopened with the necessary nurses and staff appointed.
And as 36 people await admission to the hospital today, you're hopeful that the Health Minister will himself be present tomorrow to give some answers?
Well, I'm really hoping that the Minister for Health shows up tomorrow. I mean, again and again, be it in the Dáil and the Seanad, we've seen a situation where the Minister for Health sends in a junior minister to read out a statement from his department. It's really frustrating. So I'm hoping that tomorrow the minister himself comes in, that we can have an exchange, that he can understand directly from me what the situation is, what the crisis is in Letterkenny, and why he needs to intervene and urgently allocate the money that the hospital has requested. That will be a solution that will greatly help to address the current crisis. But in the long term, we need fairness and we need an end to funding discrimination for Letterkenny Hospital.
A new survey shows there's an urban-rural divide when it comes to TD's views on abortion. The Irish Independent says the number of deputies opposed to unrestricted abortion up to 12 weeks is four times greater in rural Ireland than in Dublin. Just one TD in Donegal fully supports the Oireachtas Committee's recommendation that the Eighth Amendment be repealed and unrestricted abortion allowed up to 12 weeks. Greg Hughes reports.
Two of Donegal's five TDs did not divulge their intentions. Fine Gael Deputy Joe McHugh, the government chief whip, was undeclared, saying he would allow more discussion at a party level before commenting. Fianna Fáil Deputy Charlie McConnell Ogue did not respond, while his party colleague, Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher, said he does not support repeal of the Eighth Amendment, and neither does he support unrestricted abortion up to 12 weeks. He said he favours the status quo. Sinn Féin Deputy Pierce Doherty stated his party's position, that they support repeal of the Eighth Amendment, but he does not support unrestricted abortion at this time. Independent Deputy Thomas Pringle said he supports both repeal and the 12-week option.
A trial has heard the death of a man shot six times at a boxing weigh-in in a Dublin hotel would have been rapid or even instantaneous. The Special Criminal Court has been hearing details about the post-mortem carried out on David Byrne following a shooting at the Regency Hotel in 2016. Frank Greeny has more.
34-year-old David Byrne was gunned down on the afternoon of February 6, 2016 in the Regency Hotel's reception. Witnesses describe shots being fired by a so-called tactical team dressed as armed Gardaí. It is the prosecution's case that Patrick Hutch was dressed as a woman at the hotel that day and participated in and shared the intent to commit the crime. The 25-year-old from Champions Avenue in Dublin's North Inner City denies murdering the father of two. Three AK-47s believed to be used in the shooting were shown to the court this morning. They were found when Gardaí stopped a car just outside Slane in County Meath as part of an investigation into the movement of weapons by the IRA. The results of a post-mortem were also read out today. It concluded that Mr. Byrne died from six gunshot wounds fired from a high-velocity weapon and that death would have been rapid or even instantaneous. Frank Graney, the Special Criminal Court.
Donegal Deputy Charlie McConnell Ogue has criticised Minister Michael Creed for the delay in confirming details of fodder crisis funding. Speaking after the Fodder Action Group met with the Minister in Sligo yesterday, Deputy McConnell Ogue, the Fianna Fáil Agriculture spokesperson, says with 85% of farmers in the northwest experiencing fodder shortages, the inaction is inexcusable. He's also backing the IFA call for a meal voucher scheme as well as the expected fodder transport subsidy.
There was a widespread expectation that support would be forthcoming from the department to try and ensure that those areas that were affected actually could get additional fodder and indeed potentially a meal voucher scheme to try and ensure that the fodder that is in areas could actually be stretched further. But unfortunately, as we've seen in many cases before, such as the tillage crisis last year, the Minister for Agriculture has dilly-dallied.
Indications are that it's a transport subsidy that may be announced this week, but what the IFA are saying is really it's that meal voucher scheme is the important one. Important that Michael Creed does take that into account and not just announce the minimum possible from your point of view.
While a transport scheme would be of assistance, I think it has to come alongside a meal voucher support scheme. Transport assistance scheme on its own will simply only lead to increasing fodder prices in other parts of the country where it may be available, whereas a focus on meal support, which there isn't a shortage of, will see supplies and be able to be stretched out. We're into January now and there's 3 or 4 months of winter feeding for farmers left. It can't be allowed to continue any further because supplies will deplete if there isn't appropriate management action taken by the Minister for Agriculture.
A petition was presented to Inishowen Municipal District today calling for access to Lag Beach to be repaired, preserved and reopened. Representatives from the Red Cross, the local community and local campaigner Desmond Glacken made the presentation to councillors today with over 1,200 local signatures. The Five Finger Strand is a popular local amenity on the Wild Atlantic Way and a European Special Area of Conservation, with access to the beach closed since August last due to damage caused by flooding. Desmond Glacken, who started the Save Our Dunes campaign 3 years ago, says there are both safety and access issues.
It's a long-standing issue, and obviously it's more than likely as we stand here today being more damage caused down there. So what we're basically wanting is that the access that was used over generations is reopened and repaired and preserved, that people will be able to access one of the most beautiful beaches for walking, for our well-being, in actual fact, and obviously a major attraction on the Wild Atlantic Way, will be accessible to all ages.
And you've called now for full support from all the councillors, and you've also raised that it is a massive safety issue there as well.
There's a safety issue there. That safety issue's been there for a number of years now. Obviously, it's got really bad after the flooding events. So it resulted in a gate being put on that road about 300 metres back from the beach, saying that it is now out of bounds.
Gardaí are helping the PSNI in searches for a man missing from the north. 33-year-old Michael Cullen was last seen at his home in North Belfast last week. He has been known to frequent Dublin. PSNI Detective Chief Inspector Gary Reid says they have been in touch with Garda Síochána about the possibility that Mr. Cullen is in the capital.
Yes, certainly we have been in touch with the AGS through our international liaison desk, and they are helping us with searches and location in the Dublin area.
Sport on Highland, in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Get behind Donegal in 2018 and gear up for all the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's now 13 minutes past five, time for the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with soccer. It's a big night ahead for Remelton's Conrad Logan, who is in FA Cup action with Mansfield Town. The goalkeeper has been in impressive form of late with the League Two outfit, who play Cardiff tonight in the FA Cup third round replay. Manchester City await the winners of that game. Dale Gorman's Stevenage are also in replay action. They're plotting the downfall of Championship outfit Reading. The Letterkenny man is an injury doubt for this one because of a knee problem and may well miss out. Tonight's other games, League One side Fleetwood take on Leicester at the King Power Stadium. Another League One club, Shrewsbury, at the London side, West Ham. And Sheffield United take on Carlisle United. In soccer near hand in the Irish League Championship, Institute's game tonight with Knockbreda at the Limavady Showgrounds has been postponed, obviously due to the heavy snow and wintry conditions that we are experiencing at the moment. Stood, we're heading into the game looking to go 6 points clear at the top of the table. And both Irish League Cup semi-finals are also off tonight due to the weather. Ballymena United against Cliftonville and Dungannon and Crusaders were the two ties. The semi-finals were scheduled for last month, but were called off because of frozen pitches. Finn Harps have confirmed the transfer of Shane Blaney to English League Division 1 side Doncaster Rovers. The 18-year-old Letterkenny lad was on Doncaster's radar for some time, and following negotiations, the former Illustrant Schoolboy FC player signed a 2.5-year contract on Monday in Doncaster. Meanwhile, Harps have also confirmed the signing of Sam Todd on loan from Derry City. Harps boss Ollie Horgan knows the defender well from underage football. Todd was with Derry under-19s for a couple of seasons and featured a number of times in Kenny Shield's senior squad during 2017. Chelsea boss Antonio Conte isn't aware of any approach for Arsenal's Alexis Sanchez. It's reported the club are interested after Manchester City pulled out of the race to sign the forward. Manchester United are the favourites to bring him in, but according to the agent of Henrik Mkhitaryan, he says a deal to bring Sanchez to Old Trafford is dependent on the Arminian moving to Arsenal. In Gaelic games, Donegal are due to face off with Armagh in tomorrow night's Dr. McKenna Cup semi-final in Ballybuffet. But a doubt hangs over the tie given the stormy and wintry weather conditions battering the northwest currently. With more disruptive weather due on Wednesday, the Ulster Council could have an additional headache of refixing the game. Pitch inspections will take place tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m. at both McCool Park in Ballybuffet and Armagh's home venue, the Athletic Grounds. A call will be made by officials to either switch the game, call it off, or wait for a further inspection later in the day. The winner of the semi-final is due to play Tyrone in the final this coming Sunday, just 7 days before the start of the National Football League. Well, due to the current adverse weather and road conditions, and take into account this evening's weather forecast, it has been decided to postpone the meeting of the Tyrone County Committee. The meeting will now take place on Tuesday, the 23rd of January, at the county headquarters in Gervahi. In rugby, Peter O'Mahony has emerged as a doubt for Munster's crucial final Champions Cup pool game with Castres. The captain is nursing an ankle injury following last Sunday's bonus point win over Racing 92. Head coach Sean Van Graan says they'll monitor the injury this week, but he remains hopeful O'Mahony will be fit for Sunday's game at Thomond Park. Meanwhile, Van Graan is also back in their controversial lock, Gerbrand Gobler. The province have been criticised for signing a player that had previously served a drugs ban. In 2014, the player was found to have used a banned steroid when tested following a Currie Cup match. On to snooker, Ronnie O'Sullivan is comfortably through to round two of the Masters. He needed just an hour and 22 minutes to beat Marco Fu 6-0 at Alexandra Palace earlier today. The 7-time Masters champion will now face Mark Allen from County Antrim in the second round. Barry Hawkins is also in action today. He's taking on Kieran Wilson, with Mark Williams awaiting the winner of the round two clash. Last year's Irish Grand National winner, R. Duke, is one of 22 entrants for the Unibet Irish Gold Cup. The 8-year-old was a disappointing seventh on his last appearance at Down Royal in November. R. Duke faces stiff competition from the Noel Maid trained Road to Respect on the second day of the Dublin Racing Festival at Leopardstown next month. But trainer Jessica Harrington is confident the next fortnight's work will stand him in good stead. In cricket, Andrew Balbirnie's 67 helped Ireland to a 6-wicket victory over Scotland in their first one-day international in Dubai. He reached his total from just 55 balls as Ireland easily got to their winning target of 220. The sides will meet again on Thursday. When in tennis, Novak Djokovic has played down reports that he calls for an Australian Open boycott in demand for more prize money. The former world number one is said to have suggested forming a breakaway players' union during a meeting on Friday. Djokovic beat Donald Jung in the first round of the Grand Slam in Melbourne this morning. It was his first competitive match since July due to an elbow injury. And that is it, Michaela, from the Sports Desk for today. Back with more tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Oisin. Safety concerns have been raised after a wind turbine in Inishowen was struck by lightning yesterday evening. At around 6 o'clock, one of the wind turbines on Crockbrack Hill, Meanletter Beale, was struck, causing damage to one of the 94-metre-long turbine blades, with dents and scorch marks also visible on the nacelle of the turbine. This is the second incident of its kind, raising concerns over the safety of the turbines developed in such close proximity to homes. Paula Byrne, PRO with WindAware Ireland, says the current guidelines in place is an indictment of successive governments.
We know that around 6 p.m. yesterday evening, this turbine, which is 116 metres tall, was hit by lightning. Apparently the dents and scorch marks can be seen on the nacelle, which is the big round part in where the blades come out of. The blades themselves are about 94 metres in length, and one of them, from the pictures we've seen, it appears almost to be like in ribbons. I am not quite sure the extent of the damage. Now, I don't know how close this turbine is to the nearest home, but we do know that current planning guidelines, turbines are permitted 500 metres from homes, and in practice have actually been built closer to that. So you can imagine the safety concerns and the damage that's possible if a 94-metre turbine blade came off and actually hit somebody's house in high winds or something like that. And so I suppose that the point is that it's really an indictment of successive government failure to protect people and to put the interests of industry ahead of citizens, when we've had no updated planning guidelines that would protect us from these enormous constructions. And planning guidelines have been planned for the last 5 years.
A Donegal councillor has accused the National Transport Authority of focusing on Dublin and not taking counties such as Donegal seriously. Councillor Kieran Brogan told Letterkenny Municipal District there is a serious lack of facilities for passengers at the bus stop close to the former Oatfield site. He was told this is an issue for the NTA, which will review the matter in light of the budgetary situation in 2018. Councillor Brogan says there is an immediate need for better shelter and seating, and in the longer term, a complete new development is needed.
We'll be looking at a new transport hub. So at this stage, I'm going to be calling on the management of Donegal County Council to seek an urgent meeting with the National Transport Authority to come to Donegal to look at the needs we have, because we're very, very lucky in Donegal that we have a huge private network of transport operators, because only for them, I don't know what the people of this region would do. The National Transport Authority has a duty to the whole of this island. I think it's time for them to take serious the people of the Northwest and come here and see firsthand the investment that's needed in this area. We all know that there's thousands of people travelling on a daily basis on public transport and on a lot of private operators on the buses, and the least they deserve as decent accommodation at a bus.
Well, it's become clear that the new local link service is being very successful indeed, but it's also a victim of its own success, because it's the increased number of buses from these various organisations that's actually causing the current congestion. And anyone these days that drives in Letterkenny in and around about tea time any day of the week knows all about the problems at that particular stop.
I couldn't agree more. It has been a huge success for the rural areas, but I think this is where we need the transport hub now as well. But I think particularly, again, disabled people or elderly people that have to sit on a stone wall and there's not even as much as a seat at that bus stop, and how the National Transport Authority can give an answer that they're going to look at in the budget process shows that they're really out of touch with the needs of the people of this area. And that's why I'm saying that we need an urgent meeting with them.
And for weather now, this evening will be very cold and blustery. There will be widespread wintry showers, some heavy with thunder. Accumulations of snow are likely, especially over high ground, with highest temperatures of just 1 to 3 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the issue of the reopening of the short-stay ward at Letterkenny University Hospital is to come before the Seanad tomorrow. Donegal Senator Padraig McLaughlin is calling on the Health Minister to ensure that the funding request to reopen the ward is provided without delay in order to relieve the imminent pressure on the hospital's emergency department. Four weather warnings are now in place across the country as Storm Finn approaches. It is very cold in most places this evening, with wintry showers and strong winds, and temperatures are expected to drop to -1 tonight. A new survey shows there's an urban-rural divide when it comes to TDs' views on abortion. Just one TD in Donegal fully supports the Oireachtas Committee's recommendation that the Eighth Amendment be repealed and unrestricted abortion allowed up to 12 weeks. And a petition was presented to Inishowen Municipal District today calling for access to Lag Beach to be repaired, preserved and reopened. Representatives from the Red Cross and the local community, along with local campaigner Desmond Glacken, made the presentation to councillors today with over 1,200 local signatures. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, January the 16th. The sudden death has taken place at her home of Elizabeth Smith, née Freel, 26 Townsend Street, Strabane. Removal from Quigley's funeral home, Strabane, tomorrow evening at 6:15 to the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, with Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. The death has taken place at Alton Galvin Hospital of Matty Tye, 52 Fountain Street, Strabane, and formerly of Railway Road, Strabane. Remains are reposing at his home this evening from 6:30. Funeral leaving his home on Thursday morning at 10 to 12 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 12:30. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the British Heart Foundation, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has occurred at Letterkenny University Hospital of Terence Murray, Trusk Road, Ballybofey, and formerly of Strabane. His remains will repose at his home this evening from 6 o'clock until Rosary at 10 o'clock, and tomorrow from 11 a.m. until Rosary at 10 p.m. Funeral leaving his home on Thursday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler, with interment afterwards at St Mary's Churchyard, Melmount Strabane. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital or the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has taken place of Bobby Toland, Kildrum Lower, Carrigans. Funeral from his home tomorrow afternoon at 12:20 for 1 o'clock Requiem Mass in All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of James E. Boyle, Cullion Road, Letterkenny. His remains are reposing at Cullion Road. Requiem Mass in the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny, at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, followed by burial in Newleck Cemetery. The death has occurred of Patsy Gill, Chris Lamore, Burnfoot and Park Avenue, Derry. Her remains are reposing at Chris Lamore, Burnfoot. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30, going to St Judian's Cathedral, Derry for 11:30, Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in St Maurice Cemetery, Fawn. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has taken place in Brentwood Manor Nursing Home Convoy of Thomas Joseph McGoldrick, Letters Shambo, Clohan. His remains will repose in the oratory in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Help, Glenfinn, this evening until 7 o'clock. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, with cremation afterwards to Lakeland Crematorium, Cavan. The death has taken place of Michael O'Kane, 25 Abbots Walk, Derry. Funeral from his home tomorrow morning at 9:30 for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Columbus Church, Long Tower. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery. And the death has taken place of Liam Breslin, Preston, Lancashire, and formerly Maharnature, Buncrana. His funeral will take place in Preston, Lancashire on Monday the 29th of January.